How's your audio?
Good, man. How's yours?
Sounding good. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number
38. Rolling right along.
Yep. So what you doing, man?
Trying to suck down this coffee.
Coffee is good.
Yes, I'm dragging a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what happens when you get up early in the morning.
And go to bed late at night.
Yeah, go to bed late. You know, I ran through your town about midnight last night.
Yeah, I like heard that. You when you came by.
Yeah, but how was your weekend, man?
It was good. It was really good, actually. Did some grilling and some chilling. I actually pulled out my Big John.
Yeah, I hear you.
My inner Big John.
Your inner Big John.
And
throw down on the grill.
Yeah, cooked some ribs on Saturday night, I believe it was, and smoked a Boston butt on Sunday.
I hear you.
And been eating leftovers ever since.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, I was
yours?
I was tied up with a little tournament we was hosting.
Yeah, I heard a little something about that.
I set up we set up on Friday, and then turned around and did the Saturday morning. Started up early and went till late this evening, and.
You got to go this way.
I got to go which way?
This way. I'm trying to get the whole high-tech TV up in there now.
All right. Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. We had to.
It's early.
So, anyway, we had to set up. And then on Friday, and had a good crowd come out Saturday and Sunday. And then we turned around and broke down Sunday evening. And I collapsed in a chair Sunday night.
And didn't move till Tuesday?
No, I did a few things around the house, you know, on Monday, and I had to do some running around. But you know how that goes. But it was a good weekend. Sun was out. Rain didn't come. So that was,
yeah, it was beautiful.
Know, it was a great weekend for that.
It was.
So
so how did that shoot go?
Well, we can get into that. We had 115 shooters at the GBAA State Championship this weekend.
115 shooters?
Yeah, there was 120 registered, 121 registered, and 6 or 7 didn't show up. So, but it was a good turnout. Everybody had a good time. We had a lot of, gave out, I forgot, 30 belt buckles or something. So that's a 30 plus state championship belt buckles. And a lot of second and thirds. So when you have 115, you go that deep. They had a little barbecue.
I came by Sunday.
Yep.
And I don't eat cheese.
Yep.
And Miss Suzanne Whittle had some chips and some kind of, I don't know what that concoction that she had put together was. I had her put me some of that barbecue on those chips.
Uh-huh. A little salsa.
I throwed a little salsa on it.
That's right.
Dude, it was pretty tough.
Yeah. So the first day we had barbecue sandwiches. The second day we ended up with...
It was pretty tough.
We ended up with... barbecue sandwiches, hot dogs first day. Second day, we were...
It's still early.
Yeah. The second day, they decided to do the nachos and chips and stuff. So, but, yeah, everybody was happy with it.
It was good. You did a good job smoking it.
You know. So, yeah.
115 five-spot shooters.
Yep, five-spot shooters.
I don't like that piece of paper.
Oh, it's just another piece of paper.
I aim better on it.
It's just another piece of paper. Because
I can see it better for whatever the reason.
Yep.
I just don't like it.
Well, it's another piece of paper. And in 2 weeks now, not this weekend, but next weekend.
It'll be over. It's monotonous. I don't know. I don't know if it's the 5 arrows per end or
60 arrows straight through.
60. It's just, it's not my favorite.
I understand.
I'm ready for some foam.
Me too.
Foam.
Yep.
And some more phone.
Well, on Thursday, let's go backwards. On Friday, the NAS state championship down in Perry.
I'd heard a little something about that.
And they had a truckload of kids.
Do you know a total number?
I didn't count all the people's names. I didn't.
It was a lot.
Yep. But in the elementary school teams, we wanted to congratulate Loganville Elementary School for becoming team ranked first.
Number one, 99-10s.
Yep. 99-10s with 3,093, I think.
That's a whole lot of teams.
That's right. Ranked number two was Bay Creek Elementary. They shot 77-10s with 3,075. And number three was Twin Oaks Elementary.
That's out of Lee County. That's out of Leesburg. So it's kind of funny. You know, I'm from there, live here. So you got two schools where I live currently and one school. The first two are, yeah.
Yep. And Walnut Grove was just out in fourth, Sharon fifth.
So the top four out of five schools are from
right
this
here.
Area.
That's right.
That's some good shooters.
That's the elementary side. And then we'll go with the middle school. We'll do them in order of youngest to oldest.
Youngest to oldest or highest scoring?
Well, what I'm saying is we started with elementary. Now we'll do middle, and then we'll talk about the high school.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
This is teams overall rankings. Asleep. Yeah, teams overall rankings. So,
hey, Hira.
Yep, first place. They had 147 teams. They shot a 32-56.
North Whitfield Middle School?
Yep.
With a 32-33 overall score with 133 teams.
That's pretty kicking. And Loganville Middle School was in the top three, 32-31.
With 126 teams.
Yep. And then let's see, rounding out top five is New Hope Middle and Dodge County Middle.
Some good shooting, folks.
So,
some really good shooting.
That was the middle school teams.
Now, does the middle school team shoot at different distances?
No, everybody shoots exactly the same. They're all at 10 meters and 15 meters, no matter what age group you are. This will be the high school list. And first place was Eagles Nest Christian Home Educators Association. And they shot a 3,331 with 165 teams. The Central Georgia Arts and Athletics Homeschool.
So I would take first and second or homeschool programs.
Probably, or a private school.
Mm.
3,316 with 159, and Dodge County High was third with
3,293 with 153 teams.
Yep. That's top three. Rounding out the top five.
Cahula?
Cahula Creek High School. Loganville High School. So, congratulations to all those teams that rolled it out.
You don't know how many total shooters.
I know, because I didn't go and count. Because you have to count by... Like if I do individual standings.
Tournament day info?
Oh, yeah. That just tells you where to go and how many they got. You know, that's just. Yeah, we'll be looking at it on the web page, and I got it put up on the big screen so we can both read it without me having to type all this.
Well,
twice.
I'm looking at it. I can't really read it.
Yeah, so.
It's still early. Let me get some coffee.
Get some coffee. It ain't that early. We got a lot going on.
It's early enough when you didn't go to bed till late.
I know. I understand that. Individual standings. We could go through it and knock some standings down, but they had a good turnout and
I was just
a whole lot of folks.
If you had an overall.
I don't have an overall because I didn't sit and do that. I was a little busy. Usually I take care of that over the weekend sometime.
I mean, I'm surprised I just don't highlight that number.
I don't know why they don't. But anyway, they had a good turnout and everybody do. So those top three, I think, are all qualified to go to Nationals.
Where will Nationals be held this year?
Louisville, Kentucky. It's always, it's not, it's, they don't change it. It's always in Louisville, Kentucky. It's actually where the ATA show is hosted, in that same building.
Been there.
Yep, you've been there.
Once.
Yep. So we've now, all.
How many kids will attend Nationals?
They set a national, I mean, a Guinness Book of World Record one time with 38,000. So
38,000 archers in one
ridiculous
building?
Ridiculous, yeah.
Wow.
So they set that for the weekend or whatever, the same, you know, all the kids shooting what else was going on this weekend? The R100 was going on.
Oh, dude, I seen that ad on top of that TV screen at first. I'm like, are we fixing to throw down an advertisement for a senior living center?
Oh, that was...
you kind of threw me off there for a second.
I'm looking up for some scores for the next part. So the R100 was this
weekend.
Well,
Po Boys had a ASA state qualifier on Sunday.
God. That's what I'm... Look, see, you're trying to get ahead of me.
No, I'm not. Yeah. That was next on the line. You said what was next. What else was going on?
R100. R100.
Oh, man, come on.
Anyway, we was going to talk about the R100 before, but that's all right. You said Po Boys.
We're there. Po Boys. That's yep. Where it's at.
So Po Boys had 51 shooters and some notables.
Oh, well, look at LJ and Danny B.
Yeah, well.
Or Daniel.
First off is in the known 50. Oh, Don Randolph with a 14 up.
I see it up there now. See, I'm going back and forth. We're going to use the TV. We're going to use the paper.
Well, the only reason being is because I didn't
copy
all this.
I like the TV. This is pretty cool, y'all. John has upgraded the studio.
So, known 45, LJ, 16 up.
And Daniel Baird.
Right behind him with 12 up. And
Kenny Wood,
8 up. There was a look. You go, look all down the list.
Danny told me he won his class.
Look down that list, right? Known 45. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Even or above
with only 11 shooters. So, I mean, that's not no.
No, that was pretty stout.
Yeah. In the known 40 class, oh, Daniel's daddy, shot 14 up.
Some good shooting.
So, congratulations, Danny Beard, with that. And Philip King was right behind him with a 208 and 5.
And Jason Gordon coming in third with one up. 8-12.
So, we had senior men. And they had some senior known. I'm just trying to give you some numbers here. And then we had...
There's one that's sticking out. Look at the women's K-40.
Women's K-40.
Alicia Beck with 5-12s and Tiffany Tanner with 5-12s. Both like scoring tied a 208.
That's right. Good shooting.
That's some good shooting on that women's K-40 range. Yep.
And there was some middle schoolers shot, and there was a whole bunch of people shot for fun. So, you know... Congratulations, fellas and ladies, for shooting so well and having a good time at the Po Boy. They said the wind blew a little bit from what I was understood. So, and then the R100. So we'll talk about it. I don't have any numbers.
No, I haven't seen anything with any numbers.
Though I haven't seen numbers. So if you let me tell you how this works. If you're listening to this and you have some R100 numbers, give me a holler, send us a message, and that way we can like, hey, you remember the R100? They had this
while
many
you're
folks.
Doing that real quick. Let me see if I can just.
Uh oh.
Can you hear?
I know you ain't gonna make this phone call right here.
Well, it ain't running through the.
He's sleeping.
He's sleeping.
So, we'll, if we get some numbers, we'll, push that back out.
Bless you.
Yeah. Excuse me. So, So it was overall, it was pretty good weekend. So,
It was. And I did talk to a buddy of mine, Scott, that went to the R100 and he said that it was a lot of fun.
Oh, it's always a fun.
I think that was the first time he'd been there. He shot 50 with his target bow and 50 with his hunting bow.
Well, you know, it's fun. to shoot some weird looking animals every once in a while, you know, mm-hmm. break the monotony type thing. But
he's going to TAC. I'm going to Total Archery Challenge. Yeah. I'm going to the Total Archery Challenge. And so he took his hunting bow to shoot 50 targets, and he took his target bow to shoot 50 targets. But he said overall it was fun, well laid out, safely designed course, like it's always.
They've been doing a good job up there in Homer.
They do a good job. Has anywhere else other than
in Georgia?
I mean, I know it was a long time ago. Steve was going to host one or something.
It was hosted in Monticello at one time. And it was hosted somewhere else one time, and I can't remember where. But I always used to went to the Alabama one.
Banks County does a good job.
Yeah. So I hope they had a good turnout, and the weather turned out good. So I know they should have had a good turnout. And I saw some pictures of people with the giraffe and whatever. So
it was as pretty as a weekend as you could ask for, considering the amount of rain and whatnot that we've had.
And I was at inside.
So all day Saturday.
Yep.
All day Sunday.
That's right.
And then it rained Monday, didn't it? No, maybe
it was cloudy and a little bit.
Could have been worse, though.
Oh yeah,
could have been worse.
So, turkey season's coming.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yep. So if you got your bow ready to shoot a turkey,
gobble, gobble, gobble.
Go out and get you some turkey shooting going on.
I think this weekend is actually like youth weekend, opening weekend of youth weekend.
I think, or is it next weekend? I don't know. It's got to be because it's a week before and it opens on the 21st. So,
yeah, I think
so. It'll be this weekend. So, turkey season's happening. So, if you're going to shoot a turkey with your bow, post a picture, hashtag Georgia Archery on it so we can see it. We'd like to talk about it. Hey, who's shooting this weekend?
Me. No. Let's see. I'm waking up here. I need some glasses. I cannot see. I see it. I just can't read it. My eyes is foggy. No, them are too strong. Noble Fellowship.
Well, no. Wait. This one right here first. Sambo's is on the list.
Well, yeah, but why wouldn't you put it down there on the other list?
Because Sambo's didn't have a posted list until, you know, he hasn't posted, like, multiple dates. He said, we'll announce them as we go.
You're killing me, Smalls.
So, Sambo is going to shoot this weekend.
All right.
And Noble Fellowship will be shooting this weekend on Saturday.
You got all these other shoots and bullet points, and you just throw Sambo's in the mix way up in the middle of nowhere.
Look. Here, name the rest of them.
I can't.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't see them no better. It don't look any different.
The Noble Fellowship over there in
no, that's a tri-state qualifier.
Yeah.
In Lafayette.
Lafayette, Georgia, will be doing their thing on Saturday.
So what three states would it qualify? Tennessee, South Carolina, and Georgia?
I think so.
All right.
Or Alabama. Where is it at?
I don't know.
Lafayette, either.
Georgia. I don't know where it's at.
I had to pull up to Google. Had to Googles that.
Googles.
Whoa.
The next one. I'm not going to that one.
No, listen. The 53rd annual Rattlesnake Roundup and Wildlife Festival. So
I'm out.
They do that every year, and they have a 3D tournament down there.
And good luck.
So, and they got a big old pen of snakes.
Not going to that one.
Come on now.
Nope.
And you don't want to go by and look at all the snakes?
Nope.
They have a Rattlesnake Roundup.
I know. That's down in Wiggum, Georgia.
I've got
some family that lives in Wiggum.
These guys go down there and they grab snakes and put them in the pen. And anyway. But maybe they grabbed them off all the 3D range so they won't be biting nobody when they going down.
Nope.
Okay.
I ain't trying. I'm just saying. All right. Time, I'm not going to that one.
Also, there's a 3D shooting Social Circle, Georgia.
We're hosting ours.
Yep. Ace is hosting their second 3D shoot of the year. And
North Ridge
is having a shoot on Saturday. And
there's an S3DA regional qualifier in Appling.
Yep.
Over at Team On Point.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be the first qualifier of the year for the rest, for the S3DA program.
On the 3D side. That's right.
And I believe there's
four
qualifiers, and you have to shoot
two of them.
To qualify for Shooter of the Year, one to qualify for state.
That's right.
So there's some shooting going on Saturday.
That's Saturday.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me take my shoe off. Six different places shooting on Saturday.
Yep, six different places shooting on Saturday that we know about.
That we know about.
And Sunday is a new day.
Sunday is a new day.
Yep. And Nova Fellowship was going to be doing their thing again.
So it's a two-day shoot.
From what I understand, yes. And RBO is having a...
Oh, Scotty Parrott.
Alabama-Georgia qualifier on Sunday.
I would really like to go.
Me too. But
well, we got SDA practice on Sunday. Practice.
That's right.
I got to take the monkey back home on the Sunday.
That's right. And Rocky Creek's going to be doing their thing on Sunday.
And Grandma will shoot.
I talked to Grandma. She said it has to do with the weather. She said because of the RBO and the other stuff going on, and if it's weather, she may not. She may, but she said keep an eye out because she'll post if she's not.
Gotcha.
So,
it seems like every time Grandma has a shoot.
She has gotten bit by the rain bug, man.
For like over a year now.
Yeah, I mean, it has killed her. There's no doubt about it. But there's 40% chance of rain and 50% chance of rain both days, I think. Or at least it was the last time I looked. So
I haven't looked because I'm,
you know,
I'm getting depressed with it. I'm tired of looking.
I'm tired of looking at the rain.
That's what I mean.
But yeah, that's what's going on this weekend. So get out there and sling some arrows at some foam, or you know, do your thing with the rattlesnakes, or you know, go see Sambo or Scott Parrott or whoever, wherever, and enjoy your weekend shooting your bow.
You remember the old Sanford and Sons? I'm coming just to... Yeah, that'd be me.
You have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. This is the big one.
That's right. So, be sure to like us on Facebook. Like us on Instagram, all the social medias.
The Chap Snatters and...
Tweeters.
Tweeters.
Yep. So, also... Go to the website. You can find all this information and more on the website.
There's a map.
Yes, there is a map.
So if there's a shoot going on and you don't know exactly where it's at, you can click the club name.
Yep.
And it will take you
to the map.
To the shoot. It'll give you directions. Like turn here now.
That's right. And the calendar where these bullet points showed up from is posted on the webpage. And you can.
That would be why Sambo's is not on there.
Yep. Because there were that last minute. Well, wasn't last minute, but it's as it goes. He didn't have a date set yet at the time. So that's why.
So that's why you threw me for a loop.
Threw you for a loop. Because all of those have been posted. And Sambo's is as he goes. The webpage has got lots of information on it. Now, all of these podcasts are on it. They're also
Podbean, Spotify,
everywhere you can find
Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, your podcast, my podcast, their podcast,
everywhere a podcast.
If it can be found as a podcast, we're probably on it.
Yep, probably on it. You can always email us at
GeorgiaArchery@gmail.com. I'm sorry, I was snapping. I was kind of mesmerized by this photo that just popped up
our prompter.
Yeah.
We may end up with all of this on there before it's over.
I kind
of
like it.
It was a test drive, so we're gonna see how it worked.
Yeah, but you need to do that next week. Can you do it now? No, I'm just playing it. So ran through it.
We finished.
Take
now.
Two.
No, we ain't go two. We ain't go two takes. We ain't go three takes. We're gonna knock this one out. So you ain't got no rabbit holes to go down this morning?
No, I mean everything that I know of, best I can tell, best I can remember.
Well,
has been going fairly smooth in the archery industry.
Well,
what'd I miss?
We talked about the Matthews thing.
I thought we was past that.
Well, I just want to talk about it for half a second because I want to say that Matthews released their statement about the whole thing,
uh-huh.
and then Bowtech released their statement about the whole thing.
And that's pretty much it.
Yes, but what I'm saying is that everybody needs to read both sides.
And what difference does it? I mean, it happens right. all the time.
See, my biggest argument about the whole thing is that it happens every day, all day in the industry. I mean, there are multiple lawsuits all the time. So I don't understand how this one got blown out of
proportion. From my understanding, talking to some other people, is the reason why it got blown out of proportion to the point that it has is the fact that Bowtech refused to pay.
It was still under.
They didn't agree. Hey, we didn't infringe on these patents.
Well, that happens a lot.
If they'd have just said, yeah, you know, we did. Here, what do we owe? Nobody would have ever known about this.
But they were still under litigation. I mean, they were still
because they were trying to get out of the fact.
Well, if you was going to cost you billions of dollars, you would try to get out of the fact too.
I don't know. I mean, if you know that you did it, then you kind of got to.
I don't know, man. There's plenty of people who we see court cases every day where a man shot somebody and they still have to go to court and do it. I mean, they're going to defend themselves. So,
I mean, the difference is a lot of times when it does happen and you never hear about it is, you know, companies saying, yeah, we did do it. Or what do we owe? How are we going to settle this? $12 a cam. Let's roll. Versus, no, we didn't. And then the court said, yes, you did.
Well, I mean, that's what it works. That's how it works. And that's...
I think there's your main difference.
Well, I mean...
And that's why you hear about this one more than any of the other ones. Not to mention Matthews is, and people can take it for what it's worth. They can get mad at me, but they are the leader in the industry when it comes to bows. You think about it. How many
said by a gentleman who shoots a different brand?
Well, I mean, facts are facts.
Well,
how many times have you answered the phone in the store and somebody says, "Hey, do you have the new Revolt X?"
A couple.
How many times have you answered the phone? Somebody says, "Hey, do you have the new VXR?"
Well, the day that it was released,
we could have sold 50.
My phone rang off the hook.
And nobody had ever even touched the bow, and we could have sold 50.
Well, yeah, they do have a hell of a marketing team.
They don't. I mean, they're the leader in the industry.
So, as far as that goes, yes.
I mean, it is what it is. You can like it. You can lump it. Facts are facts.
Well, I shoot Bowtech, and I wanted to defend my.
Well, I mean, I don't blame you there.
Because I wanted to explain that there is two sides to every story. There's actually three sides, their side, his side, and then the truth.
Right.
So, I mean, we're all under assumptions of what, you know, like you said, this one said that one said this. Well, there's two pieces of paper. You can read both of them and then decide.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody's got their opinion. Everybody's entitled to it. Most of them.
We didn't read one. We didn't read the other.
I didn't read either one.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just saying.
Really, in all honesty, it don't mean a hill of beans to me.
But the thing about it, my biggest thing is like we talked about, it happens every day, all day.
Yeah.
People, you know. But I think this one did get blown out of the corona proportion. That's my opinion, because that's my opinion on this virus thing.
Well, we ain't even going down that one.
So that would be a heck of a whatever, and it's not archery related. But
yeah, well,
I just wanted to throw that out there that there's, you know, there's been a release from Bowtech so that you can read their point of view on it so that everybody can say, because that way it ain't one-sided. You know, that's that. Everybody's going to be getting ready to shoot another national tournament
next weekend
and then the weekend after that also. So the next two weekends are national tournaments after this weekend. So that's probably why there's a pretty good group of 3D shooting going on this weekend. So I don't know. Sounds like we about wound it up then, don't you?
Yeah. I can't think of nothing.
Well.
Maybe we should call Matthews and see if they'll sponsor the podcast. Since they got some extra money now.
No, I don't know if there's no such thing as extra money.
Well, they got more money than what they had.
Yeah.
Even if it's a dollar a cam.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's going to happen. So,
hey, and, y'all throw that dollar this way?
That's sort of like we talk about, you know, different companies like Darton. Darton owns lots of patents.
Lots of patents.
They make a lot of money off patents.
Sitting at the house collecting a check from.
So, and other companies do the same thing. Pete Shipley's got lots of patents on different things. And, you know, companies design stuff, end up with patents, and end up, you
getting
know,
paid.
Getting paid. So,
well, and rightfully so. And that's how it's supposed to be done.
That's how it works. So.
And that's how it's supposed to be done.
Yep. So,
I mean, you can't reinvent the wheel, but so many times. The wheel's going to go round and round and round, and that's about the extent of it.
They're not as round as they used to be.
Well, not those.
We had some round wheels in the day. Well, I guess we done rambled on about enough. So,
and it's almost time to go to work.
Yep.
And hey, Billy called me like while we were doing this.
Oh Lord.
But he didn't make it on the show.
I got you.
Poor fella.
So, until next time.
I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie. We'll see you.